pee this time?
Don't worry, Turtleneck, it's just a pee.
You mean, like in the princess and the pee?
No, like the letter P. This is the third letter that fell on your cute little noggin.
If this continues, I might become a pea brain.
Class time, everyone! Take your seats! Class time! Take your seats!
What seats? And who's that?
Oh no, it's Ms. Leecher, the teacher! Run for it! Too late.
There will be no running in my class. This is math time, not PE. You have 1 minute to complete these tests.
This math looks pretty easy. Should we do the problems? I'm terrible at math, and Ms. Leecher is known for being a real terror teacher.
Less chatting, more mathing, unless you want to end up like this apple.
Let's see. Do I carry the one here? If so, where do I carry it to? And how heavy is this one? I hope it won't break my back.
Time's up, pencils down, and let's see if you children can make the grade. Miss Reba, I wish I could say I was impressed with your math skills, but 2 times 2 is not 363, and 3 times 2 does not equal Q, and 4 divided by 2 is not really a lot. I'm sorry, young lady, but math is truly not your best subject.
I knew you were cold-hearted, Miss Leecher.
But Carson, your math paper is perfect. I never met a student with such a large math mind. I could just eat you up, you wonderful child.
Does that mean I'm excused for the day?
Oh, no! I said I could just eat you up! Eat your math-smart brain, that is! Your knowledge will be sucked out of your head and be moved into my stomach!
Oh, no! Oh, poor Carmel! Oh, I gotta get free before my friend loses his brain, but how? Sure. I know! My peanut butter milkshake allergy!
Wait! I just remembered I think I might have a case of head lice! You shouldn't touch my hair!
Oh, head lice! Oh! I love seasoning on my brain food.
No one eats my friend's brain. Normally, I respect teachers, but you, Ms. Leecher, don't deserve the name teacher. Now, will you dismiss this class before I sit on you?
Class dismissed! Class dismissed! Whatever happened to the good old days of school when teachers were allowed to eat children's brains?
Stupid correctness.
Thank you for saving my brain, Reba.
And thanks for the second medicine injection. But if you see my doctor, can you keep my peanut butter milkshake fixes a secret?
Hey, your hair is pointing to my math paper. It must be part of the rebus.
Well, my own hair should be pointing to my math paper. Sure, I got every answer wrong, but it's still a math paper.
Ow! That one felt really pointy.
Yeah, letter M's have a lot of points.
How do we know that's not an upside-down W?
No, it's an M. No matter how much you drop them, M's always land on their feet.
Reba! You're back! It's floating!
Oh, that just means we found all the pieces. And it's time for the rebus to start.